And here we are. Welcome back to Mix 93. It's time for Hancock Happenings. Todd Gast is here in the studios. How are you doing today, Todd?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Excellent. Good morning, everybody. Happy first day of July. We're now in the second half of the year.
Very exciting.
We made it. Yeah. Pretty good. So we are hoping everybody is beating the heat and trying to stay cool out there. But we've got some congratulations to put out there to the Hancock City Fire Department for being named the Fire Department of the Year at this year's Copper Country Firefighters Tournament, which was just this past weekend. They captured first place in the hose roll race, first place in the couplings race, first place in the hose interchange race, first place in the mystery race, and first place in the dress parade. So congratulations to the overall tournament winner, the Hancock City Fire Department. And we also thank the fire department for all of the work that they do. You know, it's a volunteer, so it's selfless and it's wonderful. And we can't thank you enough for your service. And that goes really actually to all of our local fire departments out there. Thank you for all you do for us. And, you know, again, they're all volunteer. So that is a huge ask. So you always answer the bell. So thank you for everything and your service to our communities. And guess what? Tomorrow is Thursday. And that means what? It's game night here in the city of Hancock. So you can join the fun at Casey Bonkers at 119 Quincy Street. And that's every Thursday until 8 p.m. So great way to beat the heat, grab your family, grab your friends, go get on over there, play some of your favorite board games, and have a refreshing potion drink that they have there, or a caffeinated beverage. And then there's a new Teenies Supper Club who hosts trivia night every Thursday night at 8:30. So it's a hop, skip, and a jump down to 321 Quincy Street. Grab a bite to eat and enjoy trivia over at New Teenies. It's always a great scene over there for trivia night. Have you been before?
No, I have not.
Have you? Are you
but
into
I have
trivia?
I have been to New Teenies in the past.
Oh, good.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, it's great. Great pizza. And also after pizza, you can get in shape. It's actually would have to be before because it's Thursday mornings on Quincy Green. You get in shape with outdoor functional fitness classes. This is strength training for everyday living right on Quincy Green. These sessions are designed to help you improve your stability, reduce your risk of falling, and enrich your everyday life. And this is open to all fitness levels and a really great way to kind of ease into your day. And that is Thursday mornings, and that is 10 to 10:45 on Quincy Green. And we want to thank UP Health Portage for hosting these functional outdoor fitness classes. It's only $5 per class. So what a lot of fun to be right on Quincy Green outdoors and doing these strength training exercises. We want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July that is coming up this weekend.
Before we get into any 4th of July stuff, you asked about the weather before.
Yes.
I think we should mention this real quick.
Yeah, let's go into it.
So Friday, you know, cloudy skies, a shower or thunderstorm is possible, sadly, but it's only a high of 74 for that day. And Saturday, the actual 4th of July, looks to be mostly sunny skies, still possible showers or thunderstorms. High is 73, so
okay.
As long as we have minimal rain, those should be nice days,
should be better temperatures,
great time for any of the events you're going to mention.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the chance of showers on Friday?
Let's see here. On Friday, it looks like it goes up to like 24 at around noon, and that's the peak.
Peak, 24%.
That's right.
That ain't bad. I think we're going to try to like hopefully get through those days so that everyone gets to have their celebrations in our towns and villages throughout the Copper Country. So we do want to talk about, though, the 250th birthday of our nation. So it is the semi-sesquicentennial this weekend. So get out and show your patriotism. Go in and support our villages and our towns throughout the Copper Country that are working hard to have these awesome celebrations for you and your family. But the city of Hancock is going to their offices and their transit will be closed on Friday, July 3rd. So that is the actual national holiday for folks to be off. So but banks and post office and the city of Hancock will be closed on the 3rd. So if you need to do any business at the city of Hancock, please consider doing that today or tomorrow. And everything will be regular times for city services, except for Friday. We will be closed. So please make a note of that. And thank you for your cooperation. The all new Hancock Thursday Market is a big hit here in the city of Hancock, right on Quincy Green, 2 until 6 p.m. Check it out. They've got sourdough, high quality bakery, gluten-free goods, herbalists, artists, fresh produce, bagels, clothing mending, quail eggs, and more. If you believe in supporting our local businesses, this is a really great way to do that. Our farmers and our cottage industry folks, they are our local businesses. So if you believe in that, check out our all-new Thursday Farmers Market right on Quincy Green. We also love to celebrate the arts in Hancock, and you only have a couple more days to get on over to the Copper Country Arts Center and check out the Buellwood Weavers and Fiber Artists Guild Invitational Exhibition. It is on display at the Carriage Gallery, and that's at the Art Center at 126 Quincy Street until July 3rd. So everyone is welcome to check this out. I'm going to have to tell you, it is an awesome show. It's only through July 3rd, so we only have a couple more days to check it out. But what they do with fiber is amazing. So check out that show. Finlandia Art Gallery is also hosting their 4th annual Folk School and Midsummer Exhibition, and that's at the Finlandia Art Gallery, I believe I said that, at the Finnish American Heritage Center. That is through August 19th, so you had a little more time to see that. But if you're in town this week, I'd love to go and see those two shows. We have wonderful art here in the city of Hancock. The Canal Rock Summer Music Concert Series kicked off last week. We had a blast with Split Shift. They did an awesome job. We had a really great showing. The 50-50 garnered over $350. So the winner got about over $125 for their 50-50. So really great music at Porvoo Park. But we are going to be taking a break this Friday because it is 4th of July and 3rd of July. And we're allowing all those towns that are having their celebrations to be able to have them. We just want to let you know that we will be back on July 10th. And that is with Bling Crosby. We also have our 10th annual Key Ingredients, where you get a taste of Hancock restaurants with live music along Quincy Street for our summertime street fair celebrating the city of Hancock restaurants, our local music, and our canal run. So that is on Friday, July 17th. So there will be no Canal Rock, but we will be rocking Quincy Street instead with Bling Crosby, Rewind, and Uncle Pete's Red Hot Review. So those are the three bands that we have. Plus we have musical entertainment all up and down Quincy Street. So that is July 17th from 6 until 8. We're kicking off the 51st annual Canal Run, and it is not too late to get your bucket list filled with one of your favorite races. We've got the Bob Olson 10-mile run, the half marathon, 5-mile run, 10-mile walk, 5-mile walk, the 2-mile fun run or walk, the Kids Dash, which is at 11 a.m. starting at the Keweenaw Co-op, and we've got the 5-mile blade run half marathon wheelchair race. So it's easy as pie to get registered for this race. You just have to go to www.canal.run. And it is a wonderful place. If you cannot run, go and support those runners that are coming in. That is on July 18th, right here in Hancock. We also have our Movies on the Green, which are starting in July 23rd, I can't believe it's almost here already, where we're going to be starting out with Sports Night, and we'll be running the movie Miracle. And then on the 30th, we have Adventure Night with Jurassic Park. We've got the movie musical Mary Poppins, the original, and that's on August 6th. So we'll go through the rest of the movie schedule as we get a little closer. We're not even close to August, but we want to get those movies out there so people can start getting those on their calendar. And also, I want to let everybody know I'm on this Dollar Bay Celebration Committee as well. So we want to invite everyone to the Dollar Bay 3rd 3rd and 4th of July celebrations. On Friday evening, July 3rd, we have our free family fun night with bouncy houses, face painting, balloon artists, carnival games, and much more. And that's on Veterans Ballfield Park right on Main Street with free horse and wagon rides, and that's at Pioneer Park with our refreshment stand opening at 6 p.m. at the Fire Hall. And the kids' concession tickets giveaway is at 7 p.m. with our street dance with Rewind this year, and that is at 8 p.m. until midnight right on Main Street in Dollar Bay. And then on the 4th of July, we've got our famous chicken barbecue, and they will be serving until 2 p.m. It begins at 10:30 a.m., and the parade lineup begins at 11 a.m. at the Dollar Bay High School. So it is not too late to show your patriotism. Get your float. If you had a float in the Bridge Fest parade, really great opportunity to come on down to Dollar Bay and show your patriotism during the Dollar Bay 4th of July parade, which kicks off at noon. We also have kids games at Pioneer Park at 1 p.m. with a concert by the Copper Country Suzuki School at Pioneer Park right after the parade. So full 2 days of fun in Dollar Bay. So we invite everybody down to celebrate with us.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, lots of fun. And you know, it's summertime, right? So it is event season. So have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. And remember, it is our 250th birthday. So let's celebrate, like I said, safely.